This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Merry Christmas, Be Moment listeners. This is the day that the King of Kings was born, and we rejoice because he still lives on. Today, I'm thinking about how Jesus came into this world and how he left it. So we know that the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary and told her that she would bear a son, and he would be called Son of the Most High. Yet Jesus' beginnings would be very humble. He was born in a stable, and a manger, or what is also known as an animal feeding trough, would be the first place he would lay his head. I read once where a pastor said that being born in a stable doesn't seem fitting for a king or son of the Most High, but it is a perfect place for the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. Jesus' humble beginnings make him accessible to any man who chose to seek him. During the final week of Jesus' life, he rode in on a donkey and colt to bring salvation to the world. He could have chosen a different set of circumstances, but he chose a position of humility. In honoring Jesus' life, let's keep a loving, joyous, yet humble spirit, especially today, such to the point where others want what you have, not in terms of a gift, but just in terms of your spirit. So carry these words on your heart today. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be a beacon of love, joy, and humility.